Blog Talk Radio.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful.
Alhamdulillahi alladhi anzala ala 'abdihi al-kitaba wa lam yaj'al lahu 'iwaja.
Praise be to Allah, who hath revealed the scripture unto his slave and hath not placed therein any crookedness.
قَيِّمًا لِيُنذِرَ بَأْسًا شَدِيدًا مِّن لَّدُنْهُ وَيُبَشِّرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ الَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ الصَّالِحَاتِ أَنَّ لَهُمْ أَجْرًا حَسَنًا.
But hath made it straight to give warning of stern punishment from him, and to bring unto the believers who do good works the news that theirs will be a fair reward.
مَاكِثِينَ فِيهِ أَبَدًا.
Wherein they will abide forever.
وَيُنذِرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا اتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ وَلَدًا.
And to warn those who say, Allah hath chosen a son.
مَا لَهُمْ بِهِ مِنْ عِلْمٍ وَلَا لِآبَائِهِمْ. كَبُرَتْ كَلِمَةً تَخْرُجُ مِنْ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ إِنْ يَقُولُونَ إِلَّا كَذِبًا.
A thing whereof they have no knowledge, nor have their fathers. Dreadful is the word that cometh out of their mouths. They speak naught but a lie.
فَلَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعٌ نَفْسَكَ عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمْ إِنْ لَمْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِهَذَا الْحَدِيثِ أَسَفًا.
Yet it may be, if they believe not in this statement, that thou, Muhammad, wilt torment thy soul with grief over their footsteps.
إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا مَا عَلَى الْأَرْضِ زِينَةً لَهَا لِنَبْلُوَهُمْ أَيُّهُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا.
Lo, we have placed all that is in the earth as an ornament thereof, that we may try them, which of them is best in conduct.
وَإِنَّا لَجَاعِلُونَ مَا عَلَيْهَا صَعِيدًا جُرُزًا.
And lo, we shall make all that is therein a barren mound.
أَمْ حَسِبْتَ أَنَّ أَصْحَابَ الْكَهْفِ وَالرَّقِيمِ كَانُوا مِنْ آيَاتِنَا عَجَبًا.
Or deemest thou that the people of the cave and the inscription are a wonder among our portents?
إِذْ أَوَى الْفِتْيَةُ إِلَى الْكَهْفِ فَقَالُوا رَبَّنَا آتِنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً وَهَيِّئْ لَنَا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا رَشَدًا.
When the young men fled for refuge to the cave and said, Our Lord, give us mercy from thy presence and shape for us right conduct in our plight.
فَضَرَبْنَا عَلَىٰ آذَانِهِمْ فِي الْكَهْفِ سِنِينَ عَدَدًا.
Then we sealed up their hearing in the cave for a number of years.
ثُمَّ بَعَثْنَاهُمْ لِنَعْلَمَ أَيُّ الْحِزْبَيْنِ أَحْصَى لِمَا لَبِثُوا أَمَدًا.
And afterward we raised them up, that we might know which of the two parties would best calculate the time that they had tarried.
نَحْنُ نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ نَبَأَهُمْ بِالْحَقِّ إِنَّهُمْ فِتْيَةٌ آمَنُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ وَزِدْنَاهُمْ هُدًى.
We narrate unto thee their story with truth. Lo, they were young men who believed in their Lord, and we increased them in guidance.
وَرَبَطْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ إِذْ قَامُوا فَقَالُوا رَبُّنَا رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَن نَدْعُوَ مِن دُونِهِ إِلَٰهًا لَقَدْ قُلْنَا إِذًا شَطَطًا.
And we made firm their hearts when they stood forth and said, Our Lord is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. We cry unto no God beside Him, for then should we utter an enormity.
هَؤُلَاءِ قَوْمٌ اتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِهِ آلِهَةً لَوْلَا يَأْتُونَ عَلَيْهِم بِسُلْطَانٍ بَيِّنٍ فَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنِ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا.
These are people have chosen other gods beside Him, though they bring no clear warrant vouchsafed to them. And who doth greater wrong than he who inventeth a lie concerning Allah?
وَإِذِ اعْتَزَلْتُمُوهُمْ وَمَا يَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ فَأْوُوا إِلَى الْكَهْفِ يَنْشُرْ لَكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ وَيُهَيِّئْ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَمْرِكُمْ مِرْفَقًا.
And when ye withdraw from them and that which they worship except Allah, then seek refuge in the cave. Your Lord will spread for you of His mercy and will prepare for you a pillow in your plight.
وترى الشمس إذا طلعت تزاور عن كهفهم ذات اليمين وإذا غربت تقرضهم ذات الشمال وهم في فجوة من ذلك من آيات الله من يهدي الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا.
And thou mightest have seen the sun when it rose move away from their cave to the right, and when it set, go past them on the left, and they were in the cleft thereof. That was one of the portents of Allah. He whom Allah guideth, he indeed is led aright, and he whom he sendeth astray, for him thou wilt not find a guiding friend.
وتحسبهم أيقاظا وهم رقود ونقلبهم ذات اليمين وذات الشمال وكلبهم باسط ذراعيه بالوصيد لو اطلعت عليهم لوليت منهم فرارا ولملئت منهم رعبا.
And thou wouldst have deemed them waking though they were asleep, and we caused them to turn over to the right and the left, and their dog stretching out his paws on the threshold. If thou hadst observed them closely, thou hadst assuredly turned away from them in flight, and hadst been filled with awe of them.
وَكَذَلِكَ بَعَثْنَاهُمْ لِيَتَسَاءَلُوا بَيْنَهُمْ قَالَ قَائِلٌ مِّنْهُمْ كَمْ لَبِثْتُمْ قَالُوا لَبِثْنَا يَوْمًا أَوْ بَعْضَ يَوْمٍ قالوا ربكم أعلم بما لبثتم فابعثوا أحدكم بورقكم هذه إلى المدينة فلينظر أيها أزكى طعاما فليأتكم برزق منه وليتلطف ولا يشعرن بكم أحدا.
And in like manner we awakened them that they might question one another. A speaker from among them said, How long have ye tarried? They said, We have tarried a day or some part of a day. Others said, Your Lord best knoweth what ye have tarried. Now send one of you with this your silver coin unto the city, and let him see what food is purest there, and bring you a supply thereof. Let him be courteous, and let no man know of you.
إنهم إن يظهروا عليكم يرجموكم أو يعيدوكم في ملتهم ولن تفلحوا إذا أبدا.
For they, if they should come to know of you, will stone you or turn you back to their religion, then ye will never prosper.
وكذلك أعثرنا عليهم ليعلموا أن وعد الله حق وأن الساعة لا ريب فيها إذ يتنازعون بينهم أمرهم فقالوا بنوا عليهم بنيانا ربهم أعلم بهم قال الذين غلبوا على أمرهم لنتخذن عليهم مسجدا.
And in like manner we disclosed them to the people of the city that they might know that the promise of Allah is true and that as for the hour there's no doubt concerning it. When the people of the city disputed of their case among themselves, they said, Build over them a building, their Lord knoweth best concerning them. Those who won their point said, We verily shall build a place of worship over them.
سيقولون ثلاثة رابعهم كلبهم ويقولون خمسة سادسهم كلبهم رجما بالغيب ويقولون سبعة وثامنهم كلبهم قل ربي أعلم بعدتهم ما يعلمهم إلا قليل فلا تمار فيهم إلا مراء ظاهرا ولا تستفت فيهم منهم أحدا.
Some will say, They were three, their dog the fourth, and some say five, their dog the sixth, guessing at random, and some say seven, and their dog the eighth. Say, O Muhammad, my Lord is best aware of their number. None knoweth them save a few. So contend not concerning them except with an outward contending, and ask not any of them to pronounce concerning them.
ولا تقولن لشيء إني فاعل ذلك غدا إلا أن يشاء الله واذكر ربك إذا نسيت وقل عسى أن يهديني ربي لأقرب من هذا رشدا.
And say not of anything, Lo, I shall do that tomorrow, except if Allah will. And remember thy Lord when thou forgettest and say, it may be that my Lord guideth me unto a narrow way of truth than this.
وَلَبِثُوا فِي كَهْفِهِمْ 300 سِنِينَ وَازْدَادُوا 9.
And it is said, they tarried in their cave 300 years and add 9.
قُلِ اللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا لَبِثُوا لَهُ غَيْبُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ أَبْصِرْ بِهِ وَأَسْمِعْ مَا لَهُمْ مِنْ دُونِهِ مِنْ وَلِيٍّ وَلَا يُشْرِكُ فِي حُكْمِهِ أَحَدًا.
Say, Allah is best aware how long they tarried. His is the invisible of the heavens and the earth. How clear of sight is He, and keen of hearing. They have no protecting friend beside Him, and He maketh none to share in His government.
واتل ما أوحي إليك من كتاب ربك لا مبدل لكلماته ولن تجد من دونه ملتحدا.
And recite that which hath been revealed unto thee of the scripture of thy Lord. There is none who can change his words, and thou wilt find no refuge beside him.
واصبر نفسك مع الذين يدعون ربهم بالغداة والعشي يريدون وجهه ولا تعد عيناك عنهم تريد زينة الحياة الدنيا ولا تطع من أغفلنا قلبه عن ذكرنا واتبع هواه وكان أمره فرطا.
Restrain thyself along with those who cry unto their Lord at morn and evening, seeking His countenance. And let not thine eyes overlook them, desiring the pomp of the life of the world, and obey not him whose heart we have made heedless of our remembrance, who followeth his own lust, and whose case hath been abandoned.
وَقُلِ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ. إِنَّا أَعْتَدْنَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ نَارًا أَحَاطَ بِهِمْ سُرَادِقُهَا وَإِنْ يَسْتَغِيثُوا يُغَاثُوا بِمَاءٍ كَالْمُهْلِ يَشْوِي الْوُجُوهِ بِئْسَ الشَّرَابُ وَسَاءَتْ مُرْتَفَقًا.
Say, it is the truth from the Lord of you all, then whosoever will, let him believe, and whosoever will, let him disbelieve. Lo, we have prepared for disbelievers fire. Its tent encloseth them. If they ask for showers, they'll be showered with water like the molten lead, which burneth the faces. Calamitous the drink, and ill the resting place.
إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات إنا لا نضيع أجر من أحسن عملا.
Lo, as for those who believe and do good works, lo, we suffer not the reward of one whose work is goodly to be lost.
أولئك لهم جنات عدن تجري من تحتهم الأنهار يحلون فيها من أساور من ذهب ويلبسون ثيابا خضرا من سندس وإستبرق متكئين فيها على الأرائك نعم الثواب وحسنت مرتفقا.
As for such, theirs will be gardens of Eden, wherein rivers flow beneath them. Therein they will be given armlets of gold, and will wear green robes of finest silk and gold embroidery, reclining upon thrones therein. Blessed the reward, and fair the resting place.
وَاضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ الرَّجُلَيْنِ جَعَلْنَا لِأَحَدِهِمَا جَنَّتَيْنِ مِنْ أَعْنَابٍ وَحَفَفْنَاهُمَا بِنَخْلٍ وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمَا زَرْعًا.
Coin for them a similitude, two men, unto one of whom we had assigned two gardens of grapes, and we had surrounded both with date palms, and had put between them tillage.
كلتا الجنتين آتت أكلها ولم تظلم منه شيئا وفجرنا خلالهما نهرا.
Each of the gardens gave its fruit and withheld naught thereof, and we caused a river to gush forth therein.
وكان له ثمر فقال لصاحبه وهو يحاوره أنا أكثر منك مالا وأعز نفرا.
And he had fruit, and he said unto his comrade, when he spake with him, I am more than thee in wealth and stronger in respect of men.
ودخل جنته وهو ظالم لنفسه قال ما أظن أن تبيد هذه أبدا.
And he went into his garden while he thus wronged himself. He said, I think not that all this will ever perish.
وَمَا أَظُنُّ السَّاعَةَ قَائِمَةً وَلَئِنْ رُدِدْتُ إِلَىٰ رَبِّي لَأَجِدَنَّ خَيْرًا مِّنْهَا مُنْقَلَبًا
I think not that the hour will ever come, and if indeed I am brought back unto my Lord, I surely shall find better than this as a resort.
قَالَ لَهُ صَاحِبُهُ وَهُوَ يُحَاوِرُهُ أَكَفَرْتَ بِالَّذِي خَلَقَكَ مِنْ تُرَابٍ ثُمَّ مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ أكفرت بالذي خلقك من تراب ثم من نطفة ثم سواك رجلا
And his comrade, when he thus spake with him, exclaimed, Disbelievest thou in him who created thee of dust, then of a drop of seed, and then fashioned thee a man?
لكن هو الله ربي ولا أشرك بربي أحدا
But he is Allah, my Lord, and I ascribe unto my Lord no partner.
ولولا إذ دخلت جنتك قلت ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله لا قوة إلا بالله إن ترني أنا أقل منك مالا وولدا
If only when thou entered thy garden thou hadst said, That which Allah willeth will come to pass. There's no strength save in Allah. Though thou seest me as less than thee in wealth and children.
فَعَسَى رَبِّي أَن يُؤْتِيَنِ خَيْرًا مِّن جَنَّتِكَ وَيُرْسِلَ عَلَيْهَا حُسْبَانًا مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ وَيُرْسِلَ عَلَيْهَا حُسْبَانًا مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ فَتُصْبِحَ صَعِيدًا زَلَقًا
Yet it may be that my Lord will give me better than thy garden and will send on it a bolt from heaven and some morning it will be a smooth hillside.
أو يصبح ماؤها غورا فلن تستطيع له طلبا
Or some morning the water thereof will be lost in the earth so that thou canst not make search for it.
وأحيط بثمره فأصبح يقلب كفيه على ما أنفق فيها وهي خاوية على عروشها ويقول يا ليتني لم أشرك بربي أحدا
And his fruit was beset with destruction. Then began he to wring his hands for all that he had spent upon it, when now it was all ruined on its trellises, and to say, Would that I had ascribed no partner to my Lord.
ولم تكن له فئة ينصرونه من دون الله وما كان منتصرا
And he had no troop of men to help him as against Allah, nor could he save himself.
هنالك الولاية لله الحق هو خير ثوابا وخير عقبا
In this case is protection only from Allah the true. He is best for reward and best for consequence.
واضرب لهم مثل الحياة الدنيا كماء أنزلناه من السماء فاختلط به نبات الأرض فأصبح هشيما تذروه الرياح وكان الله على كل شيء مقتدرا
And coin for them the similitude of the life of the world as water which we send down from the sky and the vegetation of the earth mingleth with it and then becometh dry twigs that the winds scatter. Allah is able to do all things.
المال والبنون زينة الحياة الدنيا والباقيات الصالحات خير عند ربك ثوابا وخير أملا
Wealth and children are an ornament of life of the world, but the good deeds which endure are better in thy Lord's sight for reward, and better in respect of hope.
وَيَوْمَ نُسَيِّرُ الْجِبَالَ وَتَرَى الْأَرْضَ بَارِزَةً وَحَشَرْنَاهُمْ فَلَمْ نُغَادِرْ مِنْهُمْ أَحَدًا
And bethink you of the day when we remove the hills, and ye see the earth emerging, and we gather them together, so as to leave not one of them behind.
وعرضوا على ربك صفا لقد جئتمونا كما خلقناكم أول مرة بل زعمتم ألن نجعل لكم موعدا
And they are set before thy Lord in ranks and it is said unto them Now verily have ye come unto us as we created you at the first but ye thought that we had set no tryst for you
ووضع الكتاب فترى المجرمين مشفقين مما فيه ويقولون يا ويلتنا ما لهذا الكتاب لا يغادر صغيرة ولا كبيرة إلا أحصاها ووجدوا ما عملوا حاضرا ولا يظلم ربك أحدا.
And the book is placed, and thou seest the guilty fearful of that which is therein, and they say, What kind of a book is this that leaveth not a small thing, nor a great thing, but hath counted it? And they find all that they did confronting them, and thy Lord wrongeth no one.
وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ كَانَ مِنَ الْجِنِّ فَفَسَقَ عَنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّهِ أَفَتَتَّخِذُونَهُ وَذُرِّيَّتَهُ أَوْلِيَاءَ مِنْ دُونِي وَهُمْ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌّ بِئْسَ لِلظَّالِمِينَ بَدَلًا.
And remember, when we said unto the angels, Fall prostrate before Adam, and they fell prostrate, all save Iblis. He was of the jinn, so he rebelled against his Lord's command. Will ye choose him and his seed for your protecting friends instead of me, when they are an enemy unto you? Calamitous is the exchange for evildoers.
ما أشهدتهم خلق السماوات والأرض ولا خلق أنفسهم وما كنت متخذ المضلين عضدا.
I made them not to witness the creation of the heavens and the earth, nor their own creation, nor choose I misleaders for my helpers.
وَيَوْمَ يَقُولُ نَادُوا شُرَكَائِيَ الَّذِينَ زَعَمْتُمْ فَدَعَوْهُمْ فَلَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لَهُمْ وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ مَوْبِقًا.
And be mindful of the day when he will say, Call those partners of mine whom ye pretended. Then they will cry unto them, but they will not hear their prayer, and we shall set a gulf of doom between them.
وَرَأَى الْمُجْرِمُونَ النَّارَ فَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُمْ مُوَاقِعُوهَا وَلَمْ يَجِدُوا عَنْهَا مَصْرِفًا.
And the guilty behold the fire and know that they are about to fall therein, and they find no way of escape then.
وَلَقَدْ صَرَّفْنَا فِي هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ لِلنَّاسِ مِنْ كُلِّ مَثَلٍ وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ أَكْثَرَ شَيْءٍ جَدَلًا.
And verily we have displayed for mankind in this Quran all manner of similitudes, but man is more than anything contentious.
وَمَا مَنَعَ النَّاسَ أَن يُؤْمِنُوا إِذْ جَاءَهُمُ الْهُدَى وَيَسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّهُمْ إِلَّا أَن تَأْتِيَهُمْ سُنَّةُ الْأَوَّلِينَ أَوْ يَأْتِيَهُمُ الْعَذَابُ قُبُلًا.
And naught hindereth mankind from believing when the guidance cometh unto them, and from asking forgiveness of their Lord, unless it be that they wish that the judgment of the men of old should come upon them, or that they should be confronted with the doom.
وَمَا نُرْسِلُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ إِلَّا مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنذِرِينَ وَيُجَادِلُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِالْبَاطِلِ لِيُدْحِضُوا بِهِ الْحَقَّ وَاتَّخَذُوا آيَاتِي وَمَا أُنذِرُوا هُزُوًا.
We send not the messengers save as bearers of good news and warners. Those who disbelieve contend with falsehood in order to refute the truth thereby, and they take our revelations and that wherewith they are threatened as a jest.
وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ ذُكِّرَ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِ فَأَعْرَضَ عَنْهَا وَنَسِيَ مَا قَدَّمَتْ يَدَاهُ إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ أَكِنَّةً أَنْ يَفْقَهُوهُ وَفِي آذَانِهِمْ وَقْرًا وَإِنْ تَدْعُهُمْ إِلَى الْهُدَى فَلَنْ يَهْتَدُوا إِذًا أَبَدًا.
And who doth greater wrong than he who hath been reminded of the revelations of his Lord, yet turneth away from them and forgetteth what his hands send forward to the judgment? Lo, on their hearts we have placed covering so that they understand not, and in their ears a deafness. And though thou call them to the guidance, in that case they can never be led aright.
وربك الغفور ذو الرحمة لو يؤاخذهم بما كسبوا لعجل لهم العذاب بل لهم موعد لن يجدوا من دونه موئلا.
Thy Lord is the forgiver, full of mercy. If he took them to task now for what they earn, he would hasten on the doom for them. But theirs is an appointed term from which they will find no escape.
وَتِلْكَ الْقُرَىٰ أَهْلَكْنَاهُمْ لَمَّا ظَلَمُوا وَجَعَلْنَا لِمَهْلِكِهِمْ مَوْعِدًا.
And all those townships, we destroyed them when they did wrong, and we appointed a fixed time for their destruction.
وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِفَتَاهُ لَا أَبْرَحُ حَتَّى أَبْلُغَ مَجْمَعَ الْبَحْرَيْنِ أَوْ أَمْضِيَ حُقُبًا.
And when Moses said unto his servant, I will not give up until I reach the point where the two rivers meet, though I march on for ages.
فَلَمَّا بَلَغَا مَجْمَعَ بَيْنِهِمَا نَسِيَا حُوتَهُمَا فَاتَّخَذَ سَبِيلَهُ فِي الْبَحْرِ سَرَبًا.
And when they reached the point where the two met, they forgot their fish, and it took its way into the waters, being free.
فَلَمَّا جَاوَزَا قَالَ لِفَتَاهُ آتِنَا غَدَاءَنَا لَقَدْ لَقِيْنَا مِنْ سَفَرِنَا هَذَا نَصَبًا.
And when they had gone further, he said unto his servant, Bring us our breakfast. Verily, we have found fatigue in this our journey.
قال أرأيت إذ أوينا إلى الصخرة فإني نسيت الحوت وما أنسانيه إلا الشيطان أن أذكره واتخذ سبيله في البحر عجبا.
He said, Didst thou see when we took refuge on the rock and I forgot the fish? And none but Satan caused me to forget to mention it. It took its way into the waters by a marvel.
قَالَ ذَلِكَ مَا كُنَّا نَبْغُ فَارْتَدَّا عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمَا قَصَصًا.
He said, This is that which we have been seeking. So they retraced their steps again.
فَوَجَدَا عَبْدًا مِّنْ عِبَادِنَا آتَيْنَاهُ رَحْمَةً مِّنْ عِنْدِنَا وَعَلَّمْنَاهُ مِنْ لَدُنَّا عِلْمًا.
Then found they one of our slaves unto whom we had given mercy from us and had taught him knowledge from our presence.
قَالَ لَهُ مُوسَى هَلْ أَتَّبِعُكَ عَلَىٰ أَن تُعَلِّمَنِ مِمَّا عُلِّمْتَ رُشْدًا.
Moses,
قَالَ إِنَّكَ لَن تَسْتَطِيعَ مَعِيَ صَبْرًا وَكَيْفَ تَصْبِرُ عَلَىٰ مَا لَمْ تُحِطْ بِهِ خُبْرًا. قال ستجدني إن شاء الله صابرا ولا أعصي لك أمرا. قال فإن اتبعتني فلا تسألني عن شيء حتى أحدث لك منه ذكرا. فانطلقا حتى إذا ركبا في السفينة خرقها قال أخرقتها لتغرق أهلها لقد جئت شيئا إمرا. قال ألم أقل إنك لن تستطيع معي صبرا. قال لا تؤاخذني بما نسيت ولا ترهقني من أمري عسرا. فانطلقا حتى إذا لقيا غلاما فقتله قال أقتلت نفسا زكية بغير نفس لقد جئت شيئا نكرا. قال ألم أقل لك إنك لن تستطيع معي صبرا.
قال ألم أقل لك إنك لن تستطيع معي صبرا.
He said, Did I not tell thee that thou couldst not bear with me?
قال إن سألتك عن شيء بعدها فلا تصاحبني قد بلغت من لدني عذرا.
Moses said, If I ask thee after this concerning aught, keep not company with me. Thou hast received an excuse from me.
فانطلقا حتى إذا أتيا أهل قرية استطعما أهلها فأبوا أن يضيفوهما فوجدا فيها جدارا يريد أن ينقض فأقامه قال لو شئت لاتخذت عليه أجرا.
So they twain journeyed on till when they came unto the folk of a certain township. They asked its folk for food, but they refused to make them guests. And they found therein a wall upon the point of falling into ruin, and he repaired it. Moses said, If thou hadst wished, thou couldst have taken payment for it.
قال هذا فراق بيني وبينك سأنبئك بتأويل ما لم تستطع عليه صبرا.
He said, "This is the parting between thee and me. I will announce unto thee the interpretation of that thou couldst not bear with patience."
Assalamu alaikum. We will have the first call for Juma. Because she's coming back, I'll make the call right now. He's ready. Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله. We have a second call in about 2 or 3 minutes, inshallah. Until then, we'll take the call.
Surah 18, Al-Kahf, The Cave. In the name of Allah, the Most Merciful, the Most Compassionate. Praise be to Allah, who has revealed to His servant the book devoid of all crookedness. An unerringly straight book meant to warn of a stern punishment from Allah and to proclaim to those who believe and work righteous deeds the tiding that there shall be a good reward, wherein they shall abide forever, and also to warn those who say Allah has taken to Himself a son, a thing about which they have no knowledge, neither they nor their ancestors. Dreadful is the word that comes out of their mouths. What they utter is merely a lie. O Muhammad, if they do not believe in this message, you will perhaps torment yourself to death with grief, sorrowing over them. Surely, we have made all that is on the earth an embellishment for it in order to test people as to whom of them is better in conduct. In the ultimate, we shall reduce all that is on the earth to a barren plain. Do you think that the people of the cave and the inscription were one of our wondrous signs? When those youths sought refuge in the cave and said, "Our Lord, grant us mercy from yourself and provide for us rectitude in our affairs." We lulled them to sleep in that cave for a number of years, and then roused them so that we might see which of the two parties could best tell the length of their stay. We narrate to you their true story. They were a party of young men who had faith in their Lord, and we increased them in guidance and strengthened their hearts when they stood up and proclaimed, "Our Lord is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. We shall call upon no other God beside Him. For if we did so, we shall be uttering a blasphemy." Then they conferred among themselves and said, "These men, our own people, have taken others as gods beside Him. Why do they not bring any clear evidence that they indeed are gods? Who can be more unjust than he who foists a lie on Allah? And now that you have disassociated yourselves from them and from whatever they worship beside Allah, go and seek refuge in the cave. Your Lord will extend His mercy to you and will provide for you the means for the disposal of your affairs. Had you seen them in the cave, it would have appeared to you that when the sun rose, it moved away from their cave to the right, and when it set, it turned away from them to the left, while they remained in a spacious hollow in the cave. This is one of the signs of Allah. Whomsoever Allah guides, He alone is led aright, and whomsoever Allah lets go astray, you will find for Him no guardian to direct him. On seeing them, you would fancy them to be awake, though they were asleep, and we caused them to turn their sides to their right and to their left, and their dog sat stretching out its forelegs on the threshold of the cave. Had you looked upon them, you would have certainly fled away from them, their sight filling you with terror. Likewise, we roused them in a miraculous way that they might question one another. One of them asked, "How long did you remain in this state?" The other said, "We remained so for a day or part of a day." Then they said, "Your Lord knows better how long we remain in this state. Now send one of you to the city with this coin of yours
and let him see who has the best food, and let him buy some provisions from there. Let him be cautious and not inform anyone of our whereabouts. For if they should come upon us, they will stone us to death or force us to revert to their faith, whereafter we shall never prosper. Thus did we make their case known to the people of the city, so that they might know that Allah's promise is true and that there is absolutely no doubt that the hour will come to pass. But instead of giving thought to this, they disputed with one another concerning the people of the cave, some saying, "Build a wall over them. Their Lord alone knows best about them." But those who prevailed over their affairs said, "We shall build a place of worship over them." Some will say concerning them, "There were three, and their dog the fourth." And some will say, "There were five, and their dog the sixth." All this being merely guesswork. And still others will say, "There were seven, and their dog the eighth." Say, "My Lord knows their number best. Only a few know their correct number. So do not dispute concerning their number, but stick to what is evident, and do not question anyone about them. And never say about anything, 'I shall certainly do this tomorrow.' Unless Allah should will it, and should you forget and make such a statement, remember your Lord and say, 'I expect my Lord to guide me to what is nearer to rectitude than...'"
As-salamu alaykum.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له أشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد We give praise to Allah, highly glorified is He. He is the mighty, He is the sublime. We seek His help in all that we do. We thank Allah for this time of being Muslim in this day and time, in this society, and in this world. We are indeed in a very special and blessed place. If you said, we openly bear witness, there's no God but God. And we bear witness that Muhammad is the messenger of God, His presence and peace be upon him. Just pardon me for a second, I got to turn this fan off. No, put it clear. You want to put the fan on me? I'm going to put it on low. Thank you. It's a little warm up here. Again, we say, I will bless you, and this is time of regime. Bismillah, your life, family, your Rahim. We pray that Allah guide us this day. He have mercy upon us this day. Want to have a discussion on knowing the prophets, in particular, Christ Jesus, peace be upon him, and upon Muhammad, peace be upon him. We are told in the Quran that Christ Jesus and his mother Mary are a sign. They are a sign. A sign is real thing or the final thing, but a sign is a very important thing, and that it will guide us to where we need to go. And when you're a sign of God, Ayatollah, a sign of God, then it becomes very important for us that we pay special attention to those signs. So when Allah says in the Quran that Christ Jesus and his mother Mary are a sign, well, for Muslims, that's very important. As we mentioned before, a sign is not the real thing, but it will point us, direct us, and guide us to the real thing. So I want to read a portion from the book, the commentary on selected verses by Imam Muhammad. And for those who have the book, you can make a note on page 493 for those who want to make a note of that. In 494. And Imam Muhammad is saying in this reading here that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he answered the sign of Jesus Christ. Prophet Muhammad, he answers the sign. And I read, quote, "And this is Jesus Christ in the world as a sign pointing to God, but he is acting out the word of God, showing how God's word affected him and made him become the word of God. It means he, Christ Jesus," he said, "he was so obedient to the word of God that he is as the word of God in the world." But isn't that the same thing that Aisha, may God be pleased with her, the young wife of Muhammad, the prophet, said of him that when they asked her about Muhammad, the prophet, she said, "He is the Quran living in the world." The Quran is the word of God. She, Aisha, said the same thing about Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that, "Do you want to really know who he is?" This is by Aisha speaking, right? "Do you really want to know who he is? He is the Quran living in the world. He obeys the Quran so perfectly that he himself was as the Quran." Isn't there something, brothers and sisters? It says that, this is referring to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. He said that he is the Quran living in the world. He obeyed the Quran so perfectly that he himself was as the Quran. In fact, we got the Quran from him, right? We didn't get it from Jibril. The prophet got it from Jibril. Jibril is Gabriel, for those who want to know. You got to keep in mind my audience. Jibril is the Arabic name for the angel Gabriel. So he got it from Gabriel. He, Muhammad, he had it. God gave the Quran to him, and he lived it. Therefore, he was the Quran. Muhammad was the Quran. So Muhammad, peace be upon him, he really answered the sign of Jesus. They say Jesus was the word of God. There was a sign pointing to Muhammad as being the word of God. Jesus Christ is the word of God, yes. Then the Quran comes.
plainly to Muhammad, and his wife says that to us so we would know that he, Muhammad, was actually the Word of God living among us to explain to us what it means by Jesus Christ being the Word of God. That's so beautiful. That's so beautiful. That Christ Jesus was a sign of the Word of God, pointing to Muhammad also being a sign of the Word of God, living it out amongst us as a model, as an example. That is all it meant, that he, Jesus Christ, was obedient to God's word, but he was also obedient to God's spirit. And so was Muhammad, peace be upon him, and all the other true messengers of God. Muhammad was obedient to his will and spirit. And Jesus Christ is called the Spirit of God, right? There's somebody say, oh, well, you see what Muhammad was obedient to Jesus. Now, God put his spirit in everything. He put his spirit in Adam. God's spirit is in us if we're in the right place. But we got to put these things in the right place, in the right context. And that's the point. I really wanted to, us to understand that we've been taught to see our prophets outside of our day and time. Most people who are religious, who have their faith, when you ask them to speak about God, they never look toward the power inside of them, not that we're God, but the Spirit of God is in us. We tend to first think of God as being out there somewhere. And when we speak of the prophets, we all think of them being way back a long time ago before anybody can really put a thumbtack on where and when. It's some distant, foreign place, way back in somebody's desert, riding somebody's camel. But we never could think of God as being the prophets, now the messengers, as being, their message being internalized in us today. Very few people do that. We talk about, a long time ago. And why do they tell us a long time ago? Because something's coming way ahead of us. And when we die. But what about now? Is God not alive now? Is not the message of the messengers alive today now? And if it's not dead, because we are dead and we're not living up to it. But if we become alive again and live up to it, it's right here. The help of God is where? Always near. The word of God is where? Always near. It's that it's within your own reach. All you got to do is just reach out there and just take it, because God, he has it there. So we say our prayer like this, right? Now, the Muslim prayer, right? We put our hands, palms up, right here by our heart to receive it, right? By faith, right? Right here. Yes. That's what we get it. And we don't pray with our eyes closed, because the eyes stand for your mental eye, right? And we don't pray with our hands closed, because that's saying our deeds and our actions. And you want to receive the word of God and go to work with it. When your hands are open, like receiving a tool, when your hands are open to receive that tool, why? Because you got to take whatever you receive, you got to go to work with it. You got to put it to use. You know, we're not waiting for no pie in the sky. No, we want some pie now. We want some pie now. Because the pie that Allah has for us is too big for our imagination. Yes, alhamdulillah. That is the first part of our talk. And just for the benefit of those who are on Facebook, I see some on Facebook who are not Muslim. I'm going to let them know that our service is in two parts. It's in two parts. And that the first part, I'm going to finish now. Take about a 15-second pause and say a short prayer, and then we'll continue to part two. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. With the name of God, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, I bear witness there's no God but God, and the Muhammad is his messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. you say Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. The perfect praise be to God. The perfect praise be to God. You know, there's one thing that we really enjoy, I think many of us do, that it's been recorded that before many of us were, foreparents were enslaved, they spoke Arabic. So they had that, of course, other indigenous languages as well. But the Quran was part of the life of our pre-America existence. And so when we find ourselves able to say a few words in Arabic, you only know a few, but boy, we have a good time saying a few words. We say Alhamdulillah, praise be to God, the perfect praise be to God. I want to read to you from the Quran in this surah. I think it's chapter 5:116. I did not write it down on the sheet, or did I? Yes, I did. Thank you. Chapter 5, verse 116. Chapter 5, verse 116. Now, what are we going to read from? And Allah says here in the Quran, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem, bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Allah says, and behold, Allah will say, O Jesus, the son of Mary, did you say unto men, worship me and my mother as gods, in derogation of Allah? He, Christ Jesus, will say, glory to thee. Never could I say what I had no right to say. Had I said such a thing, you would indeed have known it. You know what is in my heart, though I know not what is in yours. For you know in full all that is hidden. That's chapter 5, verse 116 of the Quran. And I meant to put it in my notes, but the Bible says the same thing. It's in the book of John. I guess I have my notes. I think it's John 8. You can find it later on. When they ask Jesus says, if I be my own testimony, I'm a liar. And also he says in the same book, he says, the one who sits in me is greater than me. So the Quran and the Bible agree in this part that Christ Jesus never took credit for telling people to worship him. And the Quran confirms that. So let's have a little conversation today, inshallah. We live in this society, right? And let us think about this for a minute. If you're living in a society, you're living in a social context. That's right, you're living in a society, you're living in a social context, or a social construct. So we're in America, we live in the American social context, or the American social context. But don't we deserve the right to know how the society was constructed? We're part of it. We need to know why was the society constructed. You know, we go through school and they give us U.S. history and government. They're trying to give us some idea as to why and how the country was constructed. And that's good and needed. Now, if you had given your life to a religion, we're going to take it from the social conversation, and now we're going to take out the word social and put in religion. If you had given your life to a religion, don't you deserve your right to know how that religion was constructed and why it was constructed that way? Each religion and religious group in America has their own history. The Baptists compared to the Catholics and others, there's some connection, but how they evolve and develop will be specific to one and not to the other. So we have the right to know how these things evolve and develop. So each religion and religious group in America has a history and evolution, and historically, each religion has had an effect on shaping society. We got certain laws now that were shaped by religious thinking in the American society. That has happened over the centuries, even over the millenniums. However, for many religions and also religious groups, society changed them, altered the religion, reinterpreted or misinterpreted the religion. Many societies done that. So yes, society has had an effect upon, religion had effect upon societies, but in many cases, societies had a misinterpreting negative effect on religion, to where the religion had to acquiesce, had to give up something. They're saying, go along with it just to get along. Go along with it just to get along. That has happened. We've seen that. We know that. Now, the proper role or purpose and the messages of the prophets and messages of Allah was to change, right? And not to fit into the status quo of other dominant social pressures. Each prophet of God that came, Adam had to contend with the Iblis, Moses, Pharaoh, come on down the line, David, Goliath, you name it. They said, no, God gave me this message, and society, you're not going to change me or the message. If anything, my job is to change you, society, to conform to the will of God. But it's not always been that way in every situation, because sometimes the leadership was too weak or too afraid, or even worse, too guilty to stop the religion being misrepresented. We have religious leaders. They ain't giving in. I think those around my age and in my age, if you just look at just how people would come to a house of worship in my childhood days, you couldn't even go to school certain ways in my childhood days. But the pressures of the society dominated the moral call and the right call and the word of God to where they say, well, you know, they are young. Well, you know, you can't do that all the time. No, why not? The leadership became weak. And religion became a tool and an instrument. That's how, see, when something small is allowed to crack, and you don't fix that crack while it's small, I got a windshield outside, I'm thinking about right now, right? If you don't catch that windshield, that little crack, it's going to grow. It's going to grow. Now here we go. You're going to allow a crack in the Word of God, or the understanding of the Word of God, it's going to grow. But in time, when the wicked ones see that it's growing, they're going to grab that misgrowth, and they're going to now take it back and be that in the name of religion, use it as a tool to beat you over the head with it. And they will use it as a tool now that it's cracked and broke and not coming to the people straight, they said, I can now put on holy clothes now. The evil one to say this. I can put on holy clothes now and join the religion now and use it as a tool to control the thinking of the people, to control the minds of the people, because they didn't take the moral stand and keep it, they acquiesced and gave in. They bowed down to it, and then I can now get in, and now use it against them in the name of their own religion, because I can now dumb down the people, give them wrong images, give them wrong concepts, and at the same time control them and make money at the same time. So the religion becomes a tool for the rich and powerful to dominate the common people. This is what we see going on in religion right now. Yes, we do. Now, let's bring it on a little bit closer. The dominant religious influence in America is Christianity. But is a Christianity as shaped and fashioned in Europe? I'm pausing for a reason. Now, think about this. It wasn't fashioned and shaped in Africa. I'm talking about the American Christianity that we live, well, why we live under it, then we're living with it, right? It wasn't shaped in Asia. It was shaped by the American Indians. It was shaped under a European thinking that was dominated by the barons and the lords and the popes and all the people. And they did not always have the best interest. Some did, don't get me wrong. But they didn't always have the best interest of the people in mind because they cracked. And the evil one got in there and took over in the name of God. Make it a small g, please. Okay, we make sure you got some understanding here. But the dominant religious influence in America is Christianity is shaped and fashioned in Europe in ways that favored Europeans. And consequently, favors European Americans, not Americans of African descent. That is a fact. Maybe people can like it, they can lump it, however they want to deal with it. But the dominant Christianity in America is designed to favor Europeans, thus the white Jesus, thus the white angels, thus the black devil. It was shaped by them, for them, and for a long time, it would give the slaves no religion. You say, yeah, but were they allowed to become Christians? Only after, this right here is the homework assignment, only after the Haitians kicked the behind of the French in Haiti. And they were beginning to get back. A Ned Turner popped up. Mm-hmm. They said, oh, wait a minute now. We got to do something now. They said, this is history. They said, well, we got to give them something. But then go look up, it's called a Black Bible. They said, well, give them certain verses out of the Bible. So don't give them the whole Bible. Because they may read about Moses, the Pharaoh, and get some ideas in their head. Just give them the point about be good to your master. Give them that part. This is, go Google it. Called Black Bible. That's when they began to give our people wholesale religion. But then when we became free physically, now we're under a Christianity shaped for European advancement. And we, to this day, many of our people still looking at the European image as being God. Yeah? So, well, when did it crack? You said it cracked a long time ago. It cracked, the religion cracked when they were trying to teach it to pagans. And they went to Ireland and they couldn't understand Christianity right, but they had a four-leaf clover. They formed the cross. One society, they worshiped bunny rabbits. So you got the bunny rabbit in Easter. Yes. Over here, Halloween is really saying a holy, sacred evening. And they couldn't teach it to them, so they said, well, they do worship spooks and goblins. So you got Halloween. So that's when it cracked. He said, I trust these people. The intellect can take the word of God straight. They said, we tried. Okay. Can't give it to them. They ain't got it. They said, well, give it to them in symbolism. Give it to them in baby language, and you can control them. So now to this day, I ain't never figured out why church leadership don't say, get them damn bunny rabbits out of here. But no, they invited in. And then when the rabbit come in, he got chocolate eggs. Fat man coming down the chimney, daddy, we live in the projects. You ain't got no chili. Boy, can you see how they have allowed problems to come in and mix up the message? There's no way they can see Christ Jesus properly. They got too many cracks in the system along the way. All right, we'll go ahead. So, yes, so the church can't shake it. And seemingly don't want to shake it. And people don't question the church leadership as to why do you continue in 2021, allow no paganism into our religion. Now, there are pagan influences also among some Muslim societies, even some misinterpretations. However, the security and the protection of the Quran by God himself will squash those incorrections quickly. They can't spread very far. They can't go very far. Now, people will say, oh, no. The word of the Quran is still here. It's never been in the lost and found. I'm talking about in the Arabia. And you can do all kinds of translations. You can do all kinds of footnotes and commentary. But the Arabic is intact. And it will put all those other pagan influences or misunderstandings in check. The Quran will do it by itself. Allah protect it. So now, I'm coming into Islam in America. Okay, you follow me, all right? It has many forms and is fed from foreign influences, but thank Allah, it's also fed from domestic influences, domestic sources. Al-Islam in America, and although based on the two key centers being the Quran and the life model of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, as a religious body, Al-Islam in America is still evolving and taking on its own identity. But the beauty of our evolution, and particularly for African-American Muslims, is that we were blessed to be ahead of this American Islamic revolution. You saw me in that. We were already moving as a people, right? We were already, okay? And whereas our African-American Christians, and no disrespect intended, we were the last ones to be accepted into an already developed Christianity. I'm talking about for the American Christianity, it was already established when I think we were able to say, we can finally get on the train, we can finally get on the train. Back to the caboose. To whereas with us as Muslim Americans, African-Americans, we are the engineer, the conductor, driving the train. Driving the train. Come on now. You should be happy about that. Now, we can go back to the middle car, the caboose, and still come back to the front. Because because Allah blessed us in this situation. So, again, no disrespect intended. But as Muslim Americans, we have been blessed to be the conductor, running the train, the Islamic, quote-unquote, train. We're not the caboose. Yeah. You got some of the people so far behind, they ain't even the caboose. They're the little bell ding-a-linging in the back of the caboose. That's all far behind some of them are. Now, a leading and highly respected African-American Christian scholar, I fell in love with him, Dr. Howard Thurman. And his name is Howard Washington Thurman. He was born in 1899, right? He was a mentor of Dr. Martin Luther King. Now, Howard Thurman, he actually met Gandhi in 1936. And I'm going to read a report that's in Howard Thurman's notes. This is not from what Speyer said. This is what Howard Thurman put in his notes. He says, in a conversation lasting about 3 hours, published in the papers of Howard Washington Thurman, Gandhi engaged his guest, which was Howard Thurman, because Howard Thurman carried him and four others and went to India to discuss the conversation. And the conversation was that we are both peoples oppressed under Christian leadership. The British had India, right? And we were over here in America. So that's part of the reason for Howard Thurman going to speak all over. He spoke at 135. He gave 135 sermons when he was there in about 4 or 5 months. So Howard Thurman is no joke, right? Now he's talking to Gandhi, right? And Gandhi was puzzled as to why African Americans adopted the religion of their masters. I guess I can't figure it out. Why do you want to do that? So Gandhi, he reasoned that at least in religions like Islam, all were considered equal. Gandhi declared, this is what Gandhi told Howard Thurman. He said, for the moment or since, right? For the moment a slave accepts Islam, he obtains equality with his master. And there are several instances of this in history. And Gandhi goes on to say, but Gandhi, he didn't think that was true for Christianity. Thurman asked, what was the greatest obstacle to Christianity in India? This is Thurman's notes, right? This is what he asked Gandhi. He said, what was the greatest obstacle to Christianity in India? Gandhi replied that Christianity, as practiced and identified with Western culture and colonialism, was the greatest enemy to Jesus Christ. Amen. Yes. It goes on to say, you know, that when Gandhi offered or suggested that Islam is better suited for African Americans than Christianity, you know, Thurman didn't take that. You know, he didn't want to accept that. No, that's a suggestion. So Gandhi said, well, at least go back to your Christianity in America and study that Christianity to find some way to correct the problem. And from that, you get to Dr. Martin Luther King. Yes. That's so amazing. So, and then Gandhi gave a theory to Howard Thurman called Ahimsa. Ahimsa, which means nonviolence. Gandhi taught nonviolence to Howard Thurman. Howard Thurman came back and taught it to others, including Dr. King. And I know I've never been inside Dr. King's house, but when I saw the picture on the wall, I said, he never got Christ Jesus on the wall. He got Gandhi on the wall. You got to think about this. 1936, Mr. Farrar, he came out of India too, didn't he? By the same time. And just something to think about this now. You got two men, Farrar and Gandhi for India, oppressed by the British, reaching out to the African-American slaves, or ex-slaves. Got two boys out of Georgia, one Elijah and one Martin. And talk to them, think outside of your oppressor. Anyway, okay. So as Muslim Americans, we have to thank Allah for putting us in the lead of our evolution. Can no one take that from us, brothers and sisters? That our African-American experience in Islam, we are in the lead of this evolution and this shaping and this development. We ain't got to call on Saudi Arabia or Pakistan or anybody. Huh? Special blessing. Special blessing. So we thank Allah for putting us in the lead and entrusting our hands and entrusting our brains to bring out the best of the Quran and the best of the Uswa. Now, I didn't say the Sunnah of the Prophet. I'm saying the Uswa of the Prophet. And because we want the Uswa of the Prophet. Uswa is the main, comes from the word Siwa, which means balance. Yeah? Nowhere in the Quran did you find the Sunnah of Muhammad. But you will find in the Quran the Sunnah of Allah That's in the Quran a number of times. And you will find in the Quran the Sunnah of certain people in the past, but you will not find in the Quran the Sunnah of Muhammad, but you will find the Uswa from Muhammad in the Quran. Yes. You will find it in the Quran. That's in Surah 33, Ayah 21. Allah says, out of the light, he's in this dream. He says, Laka kanna lakum fi rasulillahi uswatan hasanatin. It says, you have indeed in the messenger of Allah a beautiful pattern of conduct. And it goes on to say, and for anyone whose hope is in Allah in the final day, and who engages much in the praise of Allah, who engages much, it says, وَتَقْرِلَّهُ كَثِيرًا. They praise Allah often. But it begins where? It begins in Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, having a beautiful pattern of conduct that we can emulate, because our hope is in Allah in the last day, and we praise Allah much. So, alhamdulillah. So, in closing, dear Muslims, this is to the Muslims, we need to know Prophet Muhammad. And for our Christians, you need to know Christ Jesus. And also for our Christian friends, and maybe Muslims too, but you will never properly know Jesus Christ until you know Muhammad. Because Muhammad is the fulfillment of Christ Jesus' mission. And we got to know Muhammad on three levels. Muhammad ibn Abdullah, the flesh and blood man, the son of Abdullah. But more importantly, know him as Muhammad Rasulullah, the messenger of God. And the third one, know Muhammad as being the word of God walking, of being the Quran. When you know that Muhammad, you're going to know every prophet that ever existed. Because he is the completion of them all. Alhamdulillah, he's the loudest. ربنا اعطينا في الدنيا حسنات وفي الاخره في حسنات وكنا حسابنا الله grant us good excellence in this life, grant us good excellence in our destiny, and protect us from the torment of the fires of sin. Alhamdulillah, hakama tisalat.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة أقام الصلاة أقام الصلاة
La ilaha illallah. We make our intention to make three rakats, Rakat Jumma, Rakat Chain, the Lashi to Allah, to Allah the Exalted, facing the Kaaba.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. ألم نشر لك صدرك ورفعنا لك بصرك الذي أنقذ شرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إنما العسر يسرا فإذا انفرقت فانصب وإلا ربك فاغضب. الله أكبر
الله أكبر
سمي الله لمن حمدا الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ألم تر كيف فعل ربك بأصحاب الفيل ألم يجعل خيرهم في ذات الليل وأرسل عليهم طيرا أبابيل رميهم بحجارة من سجيل فجعلهم كأصف المعقول الله أكبر سمي الله لمحمدا الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم and fasting have together بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين الحمد لله الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر I just want to say one more thing too real quickly too is that this has been on my mind a little bit lately, right? And we need to learn our religion more. We need to go past the typical teachings and the typical questions because we have been given the right information. We know that. So the last couple of days on my mind, I said, we got names. You say Mustafa means chosen. Like you can say Michael, it means God with us. I ain't never seen the meaning for the name Jesus that's given in English. So I looked it up. And it came back where it came before. They really don't know. But they say it really means Joshua. Now, Joshua fought the battle of Jericho. Remember the Bible story, right? Joshua was the one that succeeded Jesus. And I've been noticing a lot of Christians recently. And many of them left the church and became Black Hebrew Israelites. A lot of them. It's going on a lot around America. They're leaving the church. They find out that what do you mean Joshua? Well, his name is really, in the Hebrew, is Yahshua. Yahshua. Yeah, but Yahshua means Joshua. I want to What does the name Jesus mean? What am I saying? This? Not to put anybody's religion down, right? I'm saying this because we have to realize that we have not been told everything. When they give you a name for long be bigger, for the name supposed to be the God or the Son of God, you come to find out that ain't it. There's a lot of people who, what? Well, if you told me that wrong, what if you tell me wrong? I got people in my family, my sister and her husband, well, her husband, Debbie, she went along with me. And I mean, he go in for life now. So they found out, oh, she is. He would tell me one name. And this one, I'm guessing you know, he tells me, he said, man, I want to thank you. I said, what for? He said, you told me a long time ago I wouldn't get the whole thing. I wasn't being taught, right? But I didn't know my religion. And I can't remember telling the bird, it's not like something I would have told him, you know. And he said, more than once, man, I want to thank you, man, for opening up the my mind. And I got part two for that, too. I ain't told you yet. I said, well, part two, you know, you're only halfway there. You got to come on the cover muscle. If it's not open my eyes up, open your eyes up, you going to come halfway? No, you can't do that. You're not making any stretch. But now he's like Hebrew Israelite right now. But no, that's okay. I mean, you know, I mean, we've been mentioning Islam for a while, you know, so everybody goes in their own speed. But yes, there's something to think about. You know, we got on someone else's train as a people, mentally, religiously, education-wise. We got a bunch of court here. You wrote the song school a few years ago. And I know that, and I wouldn't know, but I just know the attitude and spirit, there is an inclusion of other thinking, of approaches of knowledge that you're not going to find. And I wouldn't even there, but I just know that's the way you have to be. We have to be that way as a people, not just as Muslims, but as a people. Okay, we take what you got, we look at it. I tend to think about a brother named Reed. He built a house down in Georgia, right? And everybody liked it. So, now, this is Serene. Now, I said you're right or wrong, but just sing with the spirit of what I'm saying. He said, when the white boys didn't like you, he said, good. I know I got something on my own. And that's how we have to be. That's how we have to be. Not to say that we're against somebody, but it's like I came into my own independent thinking. God blessed me to use my own brain. Yes. So, alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Ameen. I'm Charles the Facebook Live. Huh? I can't understand you. Please make a sound. They don't know. No, they tell you it's Joshua. Oh, but they say what Joshua means, God's salvation. Yeah, that's what but for the name Jesus itself, because they also said it in their note, then they realized that the letter J in English, it's not even 500 years old right now, by the way I'm looking at y'all. It ain't that old. But wait a minute now. You want to know Jay back here? How long ago was he here? 2,000 years ago. How old is that Jay? 500 years. Uh-oh. But you know what? Now, this is for Muslims. Take care of Jay. Don't you always have Esau right there? Okay. Now, the big critics, they're going to tell you, Jesus came from the Greek god Zeus. Because they got that same story, the virgin birth from Zeus. That's a whole different topic right there. Oh, boy. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum, my people. Oh, boy. Somebody trying to buy my house again. Wait, bro. Last week is polling everything. Hey, we got wait a minute. We got people online, but Lucy get a sign check over here. Because you said the fish would be in the shape of the letter J. It's a jacket bite. Okay. There are people on the internet, thank you. You're going to sign off. And Hold on, I'm going to ask that if anybody has your number.
So we're
going to
be doing the
African
Green Plan Monday, Wednesday,
and Friday. Okay, wait a minute. Hold on. Let me, okay. I got you. You booked it, so. Because I don't know if anybody can have some announcements. But at least we got an announcement you want to make. Where do you go?
Right.
Yeah, I want you to look at the microphone so they can hear you.
Assalamu alaikum. We will be doing our Arabic reading on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 o'clock in the morning. We'll be studying the Arabic of the Quran. We'll take time reading in Arabic and just take our time in building our vocabulary. We also have Tuesday night Talim at the same number.
What's the number?
702-802-701-802-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504-504
We got feedback. We got phones on and things wrong with the phone feedback.
How you doing, Elon?
It's Tuesday night, Colleen.
Good.
It's 7
you
o'clock.
You going outside by yourself?
Hold on.
We can hear you.
I can't, it won't turn off.
You can't turn off.
It won't turn off.
Yeah. All right, buddy. Try it again.
I've been pushing this all button and never done this.
Tuesday night, Colleen, 7 o'clock. And Quranic reading Monday, Wednesday, and Friday morning. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday morning, Quranic reading at 7 o'clock. We try to keep it to 45 minutes. Respect everybody have to go to work and other things to do during the day. So it's Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Okay.
And Tuesday night, Charlene, at 7 o'clock. Did you get that number one more time, brother?
7 p.m., yes.
7 p.m.
Yeah, the number is 701-802-5454, access code 1039654 pound. You must hit the pound key. So, are there any other announcements, anybody? We do have Mr. Journals here. And we thank you for your sakat. Please continue sending your sakat. That's all I can think of right now. Okay. We will let that be the end of it. I can say you're all strong with two if you want, but we'll be getting ready to end this session here. So you can play a prayer song here, but I don't know what you have to do.
Thank you.